Brilliance Audio presents Lost Hills by Lee Goldberg. Performed by Nicole Zanzarella. Chapter 1. The northern stretch of Mulholland Highway ended in a T intersection with Mulholland Drive. It was an intersection that generated lots of confusion, and not only because of the nearly identical street names. It was also the intersection of two cities, three neighborhoods, two law enforcement jurisdictions, and on this hot, smoggy Thursday afternoon in December, life and death. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department homicide detectives Eve Ronan and Duncan Pavone headed to that intersection. They were driving east on Mulholland Drive in a plane-wrapped Ford Explorer to investigate a possible homicide called in by the LAPD.
"There's only one reason the LAPD would call us on a corpse," Duncan said, sitting in the passenger seat and wiping donut crumbs from his big belly, which he used like an airplane tray table. "To tell us that it's on our side of the line and not theirs."
Jurisdictional disputes were inevitable given the geography. The sheriff's department was responsible for law enforcement in Malibu, the Santa Monica Mountains, and the surrounding communities of Westlake Village, Agora Hills, Hidden Hills, and Calabasas. It was an enforcement area bordered by Ventura County to the west and northwest, the city of Los Angeles to the east and northeast, and Santa Monica Bay to the south. The intersection of Mulholland and Mulholland on the northern lowlands of the Santa Monica Mountains was the boundary between the Woodland Hills section of Los Angeles and the city of Calabasas. Eve had only been in the robbery homicide division and working out of the Lost Hills station in Calabasas for 3 months, and this was her first encounter with a jurisdictional dispute. She was keenly aware of what she didn't know, and so was everybody else around her. "How do you resolve the situation if it isn't clear-cut?" Eve asked, even though she knew the question would reinforce the low opinion that Duncan and the other detectives already had about her qualifications for the job. But getting the knowledge was more important to her than her image.
"You piss, moan, and argue that the corpse is on their side, or that the crime happened there. You get out a tape measure to prove where the boundary is, or who has the bigger dick. You use whatever dirt you have on them, whatever favors they owe you, whatever leverage you've got, to make them take the body and the aggravation that comes with it," Duncan said. "But I almost always end up taking the body because I'm a softy."
She took her eyes off the road to give him an incredulous look. "You care that much about some LAPD cop having a bad day?"
"Hell no," Duncan said. "I do it because the victim deserves a cop who will work the case instead of one who is more intent on figuring out how some poor bastard who got shot 4 times in the back and got dumped on the jurisdictional line can be written off as a suicide.